This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith.
And I'm Alex Cohen. 65 years ago this summer, a submarine named the USS Grunion disappeared. Lieutenant Commander Mannert Abeley led a crew of 70 on the sub, which patrolled the waters off Alaska's Aleutian Islands during World War II.
For years, family members of the sub's crew were left to wonder what happened. Then Commander Abeley's three sons hired a company to find the USS Grunion.
After 5 years of searching, they believe they finally found it. And as Bruce Abeley says, that discovery was no small feat.
It's not exactly the easiest place to get to. I mean, just to get a feel of it. If you go from Anchorage to Dutch Harbor by plane, it takes 3 hours. Then you get on a boat and you go for 3 days to get out there. So it's a very, very difficult place to get to. You can't fly there. The fog is so bad, there's no way to land. And the winds, for example, there was one day there was gale force winds, and they were gusting at 74 miles an hour.
Tell us how exactly you found the USS Grunion.
It was a two-stage effort. Last August, we went looking for it with the help of a company called Williams & Associates with side-scan sonar. And what that does is you drag it along the bottom of the ocean. It's almost a mile down. And it shows up on a monitor, sort of a blitz on the monitor. And the blitz gave us a pretty good clue because it was almost exactly where we predicted it should be. And then what we did this year is we went back again in August, and this time we went with an ROV, which is a remote-operated vehicle, but basically it's a camcorder, and videotaped and took digital photographs of the target that we found last year.
How can you be sure that it's the Grunion? Are there any numbers on it you can identify or something like that?
No, you can't see people on that at all. There's no. First thing, it's the only sub that was American sub lost in that area. Number two is exactly, almost precisely, where we predicted it would be. Number three is we found a number of characteristics of that class of sub, though it's very early in the investigation. Well, we have some 700 photographs, and we have 3.5 hours of high-definition video, which hasn't even been processed yet, but we'll take advantage of having a lot of experts take a look at it. But there's really no question about it that it's the Grunion.
May I ask how much this mission has cost you at this point?
You can ask, but we won't tell you. It's a secret.
Okay. Fair enough. I can't imagine it would be an inexpensive endeavor. Can I ask, what inspired you and your two brothers to take on this quest?
Well, a little bit because we could. And it means a great deal, far more than just our own personal interests. It meant a great deal to the relatives of the Grunion. And as of the day that we went back and relocated, we have a group of three women that are just unbelievable. I call them the subladies, and they have located relatives for every single one of the crew. And that is a very significant effort. And when you talk with these people, the significance of something like this happening is just mind-boggling.
Do you have any sense of how the ship was destroyed?
No, that is the big question. We are very surprised because we expected to be completely intact, and it is almost exactly the opposite. The first 24 feet of the bow appear to be gone. We've got to be careful when we make these statements because we're really analyzing at this point from photographs and from, you know, kind of cursory looks at the video.
What do you plan to do with the submarine now that you've found where it is?
Well, first thing is, international law says you don't touch it. We absolutely honor it. We would agree with that law completely. We have no intention of disturbing it in any way. We also have no intention of going back again. We may have a memorial of some time for the now very enlarged family of the Grunion, but as far as going back and doing anything with the sub, that's not in the plans.
Bruce Abeley is the son of USS Grunion's Lieutenant Commander Mannert Jim Abeley. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.